This is program number LW2618. Marriage. You know what marriage is? Well, someone has said that it's like a midnight phone call. You get a ring, and then you wake up. Hi, this is Larry West. You know, marriage counselors these days tell us that they're doing a booming business. The largest professional organization in the field of marriage counseling, the American Association of Marriage and Family Counselors, has compiled now a list of 10 questions that couples ask marriage counselors the most. The 3,000-member organization has had this list published. You might find it interesting. Here are five of them. The first question couples usually ask, but not necessarily more frequently than other questions, is this one. Why don't we love each other the way we used to? Maybe you've been to a marriage counselor and you've found yourself asking that question. Maybe you haven't actually been in a counseling situation, but maybe you've still asked it. Have you wondered why he or she doesn't communicate the same kind of feelings that he or she used to communicate a long time ago? Well, consider this. It seems that when two people marry and move in together and share so much of their lives, other demands come their way. You know, things like jobs, children, financial responsibilities. You've got to realize that your intimacy can't stay at the peak level all the time. The honeymoon has got to be over. Yet at the same time, grab a hold of this. If your marriage is going to last, that marriage has got to have your priority commitment above your jobs, above your children. That's right. Your marriage won't stand for any leftovers. The second question most couples ask marriage counselors is this one. Which one of us is right? When those arguments come, too often it matters little as to what the real issue is, because the contest often boils down to just the battle over who's right and who's wrong. A counselor named Gordon Osborne says that often there is neither right nor wrong. There are only two different sides. He says a couple often can't see it until they've exchanged roles. For example, if the husband would just try to buy the groceries on the food allowance he gives her, then he could see her side. In other words, fellas, put her shoes on once in a while, and ladies, sit in his chair every now and then. The third question couples often ask is this one. Isn't our problem really a sexual one? A counselor named Selma Miller says, I soon found some of the people I work with had many deep emotional conflicts, and they were using sex as a screen to avoid facing them. In other words, she says sex is often used as simply a cop-out when a couple's problems are really in other areas. The fourth question is related to the third one, but it's presented from the opposite viewpoint. Many couples ask, why do we have so much dissension when our sex life is so good? Counselor Johanna Lessner says that question can mask the real problem, where they find that their sex lives are not as good as they really think they are, or at least as one partner thinks they are. But she says that if their sexual closeness is good, it can be the very thing that will give them a reason to work out other conflicts. Number five, many couples ask, is it too late to change things? It's never too late, says Seattle counselor Robert Buchanan. He says, of course, it's a couple's attitude that makes the difference. Whether or not it's too late is totally the decision of both of you. You know, the Bible has some things to say about making the marriage work. Did you know that the Bible says to the wife, submit to your husband as to the Lord? Then it says to the husband, serve your wife. In other words, each is to submit and serve the other. Only then can the marriage work. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet called Things Needed for a Polished Marriage. It's yours for the asking. Write me for it. Things Needed for a Polished Marriage. Write me for it and care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.